Hello and welcome to HR and Flow's weekly podcast. This week we are celebrating, it's our third birthday. With us we have Neville, the CEO and Chairman of HR and Flow, and he's going to give us a little bit of an overview of his side of the consulting.
Yes, indeed. Our side of the consulting really focuses on HR and learning and development and related people support functions. And what we try to do is to help that part of the business really move from being valued by a few to being valuable to everybody. How do we do that? We do it through providing new insight and analysis, impact and flow. We do that through consulting, what we call rapid consulting, facilitation and coaching.
Fantastic. So what are you doing now within the HR and L&D spectrum?
Well, we're trying to look at those parts of the support functions that in a collaborative way make most impact on the business. Impacts are core. We look at the wraparound values that create the cultures and subcultures within a business. And we try and help those departments really be what they need to be for each unique organisation.
Okay, so you've given us what you provide. Can you tell us why it's needed?
Why is it needed? Well, the amount of impact that getting leaner and more efficient can have on a business is reducing as we keep on reviewing process. The biggest potential performance lever in an organization at the moment is its people. Being able to leverage the full potential of everybody working in an organization is still a challenge for most organizations.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit of how you do this?
As I said earlier, we focus very much on functional impact. We do that through something that I developed a number of years ago, which is called the AMIS framework, where we measure and provide new insight on the alignment and integration, the management, the efficiency and global consciousness, the effectiveness and credibility, and the sustained impact that each people-related function has within the business. How do we do that? We do that with our Learning Beyond Data system, which is a functional 360. That enables us to understand the perceived impact of the function at this current time. We're then able to look at other data that the business already has and review the strategies either for HR overall or learning and development or reward or recruitment, and then be able to make recommendations. Those recommendations largely will come from working with people in the organisation and within the HR team in what we call a transformation lab, where we have a rapid impact classroom framework, really, which is working to solve issues and develop new skills within the function. One of the great things about the way in which we approach this is that we genuinely help the functions to ask the right questions in order to arrive at the right answers, to do the right thing, rather than come with answers, come with vendor-led solutions, and then go searching for the questions. It's really important that the right questions are asked first.
Okay, so let's bring in Roger Federer. He has a strategy here of taking 8 weeks out to prepare for the French. Here he has a clear strategy of stepping back and preparing. He's seeing what needs to be perfected, what needs to change. Is this something organizations should look at too?
I think so. In a way, bringing somebody like us in to take the time to make that review is the ability to step back yet continue to do the day-to-day work. In a way, we help create time for people within the department. And in taking that time, you then can create the strategies that enable you to focus on what really impacts going forward. Interestingly, Roger Federer also has a coach. And the final way in which we provide flow within the function is as coaching or through coaching as coaches. And we can work with key people and key teams within HR to actually help the change embed and for the impact to be more sustained.
So what you're saying is you take a real and pragmatic approach to businesses and their learning strategy.
Absolutely. And any of the HR people-related strategies.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Neville. If you want a learning strategy which is as great as Roger Federer's, please get in contact at info@HRinflow or at 01280 823702. Next week, I'll be speaking with Simon Lovegrove about performance. Try not to eat all your Easter eggs just yet. Have a wonderful week.